Hi, folks, and welcome to the Empowering Dietitians podcast, where each week I explore a different topic to help you feel more confident and connected to your work as a dietitian. I'm your host, Jess Serdikoff-Ramola, a registered dietitian, dietitian supervisor, and owner of Empowering Dietitians, where I help burnt out and unhappy dietitians opt out of hustle culture and reclaim their passion and purpose as a human first and dietitian second. After all, we are all more than a dietitian. Welcome to another episode of the Empowering Dietitians Shorts, my less than 10-minute episodes that focus on reflection questions and affirmations for you to sit with throughout the week. Today, I'm here to offer reflection points around the impact of social media on our psyches in times of stress, strife, and suffering. Where is the line between social media use and social justice? Where are the gaps? And how can we care for ourselves and each other better without burying our heads in the sand or surrounding ourselves in echo chambers? Social media is a curious space. It can be a fierce catalyst for change and awareness, and it can also very, very easily swing back to the default of performative virtue signaling. Whenever something big happens in the world, and let's face it, something big is happening in the world, there can be immense pressure on social media to make not only a statement, but the perfect statement, to land on the quote-unquote right side of history. There are criticisms if you don't allow for enough nuance. There are also criticisms if your capturing of nuance implies fence-sitting. There's also a lot of urgency, springing on top of headlines as fact before all of the facts are known, and judgment that you aren't really an ally if you don't immediately buy into a narrative the first time some random person online makes an unverified claim. So how do we navigate this space? And what impact is it having on our nervous system? When do we speak out and when do we stay silent? When do we stay informed and when do we take a step back to care for ourselves? I don't know that I can help you answer all of your questions on this topic in a short episode, but I hope that these reflection questions and affirmations do help you feel more assured in your decisions and more aligned in your use of social media in times of crisis. First, let's start with some questions that you can reflect on. As always, I encourage you to either pause this podcast between each question to think about your answer, to journal about your answer, or to return to this episode throughout the week when you do have time and space to sit with these questions in more depth. Number one, do I feel called to speak on this topic, or do I feel pressured to? If I feel called to, what are the values that are driving that? If I feel pressured to, where might that pressure be coming from? Number two, how much do I truly understand about what's going on? Is this something I know a good deal about, or is this the first time I'm hearing about it? Number three, can I identify black and white thinking or messaging showing up in the coverage of this issue or in my thinking about it? Number four, how is my social media feed affecting my nervous system, my emotional health, and my mental health? Number five, what balance can I establish between staying informed and caring for my regulation needs? Do I need to change how I engage with social media or traditional media right now? Number six, how does this issue affect the populations and communities that I serve? What do they need from me? Number seven, how does this issue affect me, my family, my community? What do I need right now? both to continue functioning as a human being and showing up for others in my life. That could be personally or professionally. Number 8, can I notice any feelings of shame, judgment, or moral obligation or pressure showing up in how I talk to myself, think about what's going on, or decide how to proceed? Number 9, in what ways might doom scrolling or social media consumption around this issue be taking the place of actual advocacy and action steps? And number 10, what can I do to support this cause that has nothing to do with social media? I don't usually give you 10 questions, but today there are a lot of different angles to consider and a lot of different ways that social media and social justice can come up in our decision-making processes and in our thoughts. And if you need some reminders, some reassurances, I'm going to close out, of course, with the affirmations that you might want to keep in mind. I know the difference between aligned advocacy and performative virtue signaling. Self-care and pacing my work are integral pieces of sustainable advocacy. I do my best work when I am well-resourced, well-cared for, and well-regulated. I learn and listen to new perspectives with open-mindedness and patience. I reject the urgency of hustle culture's hold on social media and breaking news. In times of suffering, I focus on taking care of myself and those around me. Even small acts of self-care can be radical. I seek nuance and embrace cognitive dissonance. And when the world around me feels uncertain, I center the acts and people that ground me. Do what you need to do to take care of yourself. Resist the narrative that there is one right way to respond to trauma or crisis or suffering. And always remember that while statements and social media advocacy can be important, they are far from the only ways to advocate for a cause that's important to you or to show up in your values. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Empowering Dietitians podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, there are 2 things you can do that dramatically help to support the show. First, leave a quick rating and/or review on your podcast listening app of choice. This helps new listeners find the show. Second, sharing this episode with a dietitian friend can also go a long way in spreading the anti-hustle message to dietitians far and wide. And speaking of supporting one another, please don't be a stranger if you find yourself in need of that supportive space yourself. There are a number of ways to work with me, from one-on-one supervision packages to my course, Abundance, and periodic live classes and workshops. The best way to stay up to date on which of these services and offerings are available at any given time? Grab my free dietitian journal to sign yourself up for my email list at www.empoweringdietitians.com/resources. That's www.empoweringdietitians.com/resources.